and welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition, where we aim to maximize your understanding and minimize your need for memorization. Each episode will recap content, skills, and test-taking tips to help you succeed in May. I'm your host, Melanie Kingett, and your recap starts now. Hi, and welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. Today's episode will recap carbohydrates. Let's zoom out. We're in Unit 1, Chemistry of Life, Topic 1.4 and 1.5. Our big idea is systems interaction. Carbs. Everyone's favorite snack food and every dietitian's enemy. The Atkins diet became infamous by encouraging everyone to consume bacon daily and vilified toast. Formed by autotrophs and disassembled by nearly all living things, carbohydrates are the primary source of chemical energy for the cell. Let's zoom in. There is a dead giveaway if the molecule you are looking at is a carbohydrate. Its elements. Carbohydrates only contain the elements carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, and in a very specific ratio. Think of a carbohydrate you are familiar with, probably glucose, C6H12O6. The elements carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen are generally found in a 1:2:1 ratio within a carbohydrate. These biological molecules can form linear chains of sugar monomers, some of which are branched or ringed structures. Carbohydrates' primary function is to serve as a cellular fuel. Monosaccharides, like glucose and fructose, as well as disaccharides, such as lactose and sucrose, are often used as energy sources for the cell. You may have noticed, but ending in OSC is a common pattern in naming carbohydrates. Glucose takes the main stage in AP Bio, inside mitochondria and chloroplasts. As an aside, whatever you do, do not say that mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell. This is AP Bio. We can do better. Most of the oxygen atoms found in these monosaccharides are in OH, hydroxyl. But one in particular is part of C double bond O, carbonyl. The position of the carbonyl group within the monosaccharide further classifies the sugar. Be careful. A carbohydrate chain can look very similar to a fatty acid chemically. Furthermore, glucose has an identical chemical formula to isomers fructose and galactose, but its atoms are arranged differently. Even these small differences are enough for enzymes to act upon the correct substrate. We've just said that carbs have a 1:2:1 ratio of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. So riddle me this. Sucrose is a disaccharide of the monomers glucose and fructose, with the chemical formula C12H22O11. But why isn't it C12H24O12? After all, I've doubled the amount of elements, right? Remember that these two monomers join through dehydration synthesis, also known as a condensation reaction. Dehydrate, to take out water. A hydroxyl, OH, is removed from one monomer and a hydrogen from the other. Now the exposed electrons can covalently bond at the remaining oxygen, forming a glycosidic bond. And so, if you take away two hydrogens and an oxygen from the double disaccharide, we are left with sucrose, C12H22O11. You might have even put some in your tea or coffee this morning, as sucrose is common table sugar. Larger polysaccharides are used for structural support, such as cellulose in plant cell walls or chitin in animal exoskeletons and fungi cell walls. Starch and glycogen are used for long-term energy storage in plants and animals, respectively. The primary contrast in polysaccharides is in their glycosidic linkages, branching patterns, and functions. It's really important for organisms to have an appropriate amount of glucose available for cellular respiration. In fact, the regulation of blood sugar levels is a great example of negative feedback. The polysaccharide glycogen is specifically stored in the liver and can be converted into glucose as needed. This conversion is controlled by insulin, a hormone produced by the pancreas. Imagine that you haven't eaten in a few hours and your blood sugar levels are lower than normal. Under these conditions, your pancreas stops producing insulin, signaling the liver to break down glycogen into glucose through hydrolysis. Once blood glucose levels rise back to normal, the system shuts off. The opposite pathway is also possible. If blood glucose levels are too high, the pancreas produces insulin, which signals the liver to store glucose as glycogen, once again returning blood sugar levels to the normal set points. Individuals with the disease diabetes must self-monitor blood glucose levels due to low or ineffective insulin production. Okay, so what's the logic behind a low-carb diet? The Harvard School of Public Health states, there is some research showing that a moderately low carbohydrate diet can help the heart, as long as protein and fat selections come from healthy sources. The simple response is this. When carbs are in short supply, the body will seek out other sources of energy, namely lipids, which can help get rid of some extra pounds. Time for unit connections. You'll find carbohydrates in Unit 2 when describing the role of the cell wall in maintaining cell structure and function, Unit 3 with cellular respiration and photosynthesis, and Unit 8 when discussing how the activities of autotrophs and heterotrophs enable the flow of energy within an ecosystem. All right, what about the exam? You may be asked to correlate energy availability to carbohydrate structure, interpret enzyme activity with hydrolysis, or even analyze a food web. To recap, carbohydrates. Carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen arrange to provide immediate energy, energy storage, and structural support. These sugars are classified into monosaccharides, disaccharides, and polysaccharides. Blood glucose levels are regulated through negative feedback. Coming up next on the Absolute Recap Biology Edition, lipids. Today's question of the day is about monomers. When a glucose ring has the hydroxyl group on the same side as CH2OH, it is in this form. For the answer to the question of the day, please follow us on Instagram at The Absolute Recap. That's the APSOLUTE Recap. Check out our website, theabsoluterecap.com, for episode schedules, study guides, virtual tutoring, and to sign up for our virtual classroom. The Absolute Recap is produced by Brad Kingett with music by Zach Caruso. Today's episode was written by me, Melanie Kingett. Thanks for subscribing, and don't forget to rate and review wherever you get podcasts. Time's up. Pencils down. Thank you for listening to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. AP is a registered trademark of the College Board. Copyright 2020, Absolute Recap LLC, all rights reserved.